Hello and welcome to Freshwater. You're listening to a message from our pastor, Dr. Jeff Gibbon, given in one of our weekly services. You can check out our website, www.freshwaterchurch.net, for more information on our weekly services, home groups, online giving, and a whole lot more. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
All right, Freshwater. Well, we love transformations, don't we? That is part of just what, you know, we like. And TV has figured that out. And one of this commercial powerfully illustrates that transformations happen and not always the way we think. You know, I've been thinking about this transformation piece. And don't you just wish you had the power of click transformations like that? Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, click changes. You know, I pay my bills online. I click, you know, the bills and click and they're paid. But I haven't figured out click the lawnmower, right? You just click the lawnmower and the lawn's taken, you know, the landscaping, click, 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 that'd be done, right? Wouldn't that be cool? How about clean the bathrooms? Yeah, click, 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 and that. I got four boys, you know. Wow. Kids are having a fit, you know, click, done, you know. Spouse is in a bad mood, click, she's in a different mood, you know. All right, wouldn't that be cool? Transformations. Well, today we're going to look at a different kind of transformation, a genuine transformation. And we're in this series called Genuine, and next week we're going to look at genuine restoration, and then starting after that we're beginning a new series called Empty Cross, our Easter series. And today we're looking at, and it's named Genuine Sonship, but right now I wish I had named it Genuine Transformation, because that's really what we're talking about. As we're going through the book of Galatians in this series called Genuine. And just as a way of announcement, one, we have a new website. So that's what it looks like, kind of, sort of, except it's clickable. Not here, it's not, but you can, messages are on there in MP3 if you want to come listen again or whatever. If you want to send it to somebody, you can do that. And then you can sign up for Encouragement. You know, once every Wednesday it goes out, the email that has a devotional in it and announcements and so forth. So Encouragement is on there. You sign up for that and donate online. All sorts of great stuff on there. And then also starting today on your phone, YouVersion. We're on YouVersion. So it's just the Bible app. A lot of people just says Bible and it has a picture of a Bible like that. But if you click it and then click Live, up pops up Freshwater, and you can click that, and it has all the message notes and scriptures and everything's in there. So it's kind of cool, and so if you have a phone, you can do that right now. And by the way, hopefully I'll be able to change this, so if someone's listening to the aforementioned MP3, it will be different now. But I have the video on there, so if you ever want to see the video that I play again, it's on the YouVersion. But there's a male version of that Dove Beauty commercial that's a little more risque than I would hope, but it's not terribly bad, but I didn't go with it, but somehow it got into that. I saw it, and I was like, well, good, you know, it's not just women that have this bad perception of beauty. It's men, too. Glad they did a male version, but now it's hooked up to that. So, anyway, sorry. So all of this to come back to Galatians. And we're going through the book of Galatians, not verse by verse, but hitting some main topics. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Galatians chapter 3, starting at verse 26. And we're going through this book looking at the concept of genuine. One of the things Paul is bringing out in this book is that we have a genuine faith, and there's pieces of that that are genuine, and things get falsified, faked a lot. And so we are continuing on, and we look at genuine sonship, which is really talking about a genuine transformation. And so join me, Galatians chapter 3, starting at verse 26. We'll read the first three verses and pause for a little bit, and then we'll continue on to chapter 4. It says, Galatians 3, 26. You are all sons of God. Oh, I want to just stop there and take that in for a minute. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you were baptized into Christ, having clothed yourself with Christ. Therefore, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Whew, there's a whole bunch in that, isn't there? So here in this text, we are seeing genuine. We are seeing that we are genuine sons of God and that there is a genuine transformation here. Now, I want to take just an aside and hit a Greek word. It says baptized into Christ. And now I love a little thing about untranslated words. And baptized is one of those untranslated words. The Greek word is baptizo. And it just simply means to immerse. And we don't translate it. We transliterate it, meaning we say the Greek word, baptize, baptizo, Greek. We don't translate it in the Bible. And I think we do a disservice by not translating the word. Yes, baptism is a special thing, but also it's simply immerse. It's a normal everyday word. If you were in that culture and you were doing dishes, you would baptize the cup and wash it out, right? You would dunk it. You would immerse it. And it's just a normal everyday word. And yet when we don't translate it, somehow we make it a religious thing. And we miss something here. Well, there's a thing that I think we miss here. And that is that this verse could be talking about literal baptism, where we dunk somebody and we say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we get them all wet, right? That's a special moment. It could be talking about that event. But it also could be talking about really a spiritual reality of being immersed in Christ or filled with Christ. And it says not, and it says perhaps it's not talking about that you went through this very important ritual, but rather you have been immersed in Christ. That changes us. And perhaps it's a little bit of both. Perhaps it's talking about the thing, the baptismal service that we do, that special thing where we make physical a spiritual reality, and we say, we are immersed in Christ and we are changed and we are different. But perhaps it's also talking, perhaps it's all a little bit of both, about a new reality that we are immersed in Christ. We are filled with Christ. And by the way, that cup, sometimes it's translated immersed, sometimes it's translated fill. And if you think about that cup that you're washing, when you immerse the cup, it is both immersed and filled all at the same time, right? And so, here we are, immersed in Christ. We are filled with Christ, and we are changed. And then the second part of that, it says that we are clothed with Christ. And again, there's not a literal Christ coat, right, that we put on. This is a spiritual reality that we've put on Christ. We want people to see Jesus first, not us. We have changed. And so all of that comes together and brings us two big points that I want to bring out, that we're covered and filled with Christ, and that leaves first to dramatic endings. Something is done. It's done with. And we see a list right here. It says there's no longer Greek and Jew. There's no longer male and female. There's no longer slave and free. The isms are all done. Racism is done. Sexism is done. Classism is done. Now, there is something here to roles. You know, I'm not of a certain class. I'll try for a minute here. I practice this. There I got it. And I think I'm supposed to ask for grape upon. I don't know. See, there's things, you know, I fit my class, right? I don't, you know, I have a role. I do, but there's no value judgment placed on it anymore. That is done. That's what the ism is. The ism is a value judgment, and that is over. Also over. Paul lists this here, but elsewhere in Scripture we see that when we are filled and put on Christ, there is a dramatic ending of unhealthy relationships. Unhealthy relationships with myself, you know, self-esteem, arrogance, the opposite of that. All of that's supposed to end. The second, unhealthy relationships with substances. Oh, I have a battle with pizza. We had pizza last night. But unhealthy battle with substance, you know, and unhealthy relationships with others. There's a dramatic ending to that, and we still have those relationships. But it's different because we are filled and clothed with Christ. And just as there's dramatic endings, there's dramatic beginnings. Covered and filled with Jesus. Jesus' dramatic beginning is yours. Now, Jesus stubbornly refuses to be a genie. No matter how often you rub the lamp and make the wish, that doesn't always seem to work. But he embraces relationship. That changes us. Brings us into something very real. And something that this text says is it says that Abraham's promises are now ours. In Christ, we put on Christ. We're covered and we're filled with Christ. It says that we are now heirs and Abraham's seed, and that the promise is ours. So what is Abraham's promise? Genesis 12, 2 and 3 talks about is God speaking to Abraham and giving him his promise. And he says, I will make you a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. That is Abraham's promise that God gives to Abraham, and he talks about a great nation, that this nation that will arise out of Abraham. But also, we are part of this promise. By faith, we are Abraham's seed. We are a child of Abraham. Not physically, I'm not related in any way to Abraham, but spiritually, I am his child. And this promise is now all of ours. You will be a great nation. God's intent is for the faithful to be a great nation. You will have a great name, and it's not trouble, right? It's a great name. It's a great reputation. And you will be a great blessing. It's all part of this. So, genuine transformation. We begin with this idea of being filled, immersed, and covered in Christ. That is amazing. And now we continue with a spiritual graduation in Christ. In Galatians chapter 4, now, verse 1. This is a little bit longer section, but some good stuff we want to hit in here. So, Paul continues, and he says, What I am saying is that as long as the heir is a child, he is no different from a slave. Although he owns the whole estate, he is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also, when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of a son. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his son into your hearts. The Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. All right, there's a lot to unpack in that piece. There's a lot right there. And we see a spiritual graduation. And in our household, we have something called the ritual. And only my older boys here for a reason. Zach and Josiah are here because they've been through the ritual. So you can't say anything about the ritual. What the ritual is in the Jibin household is, as a young teen, 13 years old. The boys done it at 13. We do a ritual for our boys. And we do this thing for a lot of different reasons. One is that there's a point where kids are ready for more responsibility. And in other cultures, they have, you know, they become squires. They become, you know, there's a there's a ritual, there's a thing that says you are now a different kind of member. There's a bar mitzvah, there's a thing that happens that says you now have greater responsibility. You're no longer a child, you're not quite there yet, but you have greater responsibility. And the second part of that is that teens face a lot of stuff. And so what we do is Zach's was our first one, and I found a friend that was a trapper, and we found these great big gigantic bear traps, and we set them out in a maze, and these were nasty looking things, just, you know, iron traps with teeth and big bear traps. We set them out in a maze, and then we blindfolded Zach. So there you go. No, we didn't do that part. We blindfolded him and then led him out there. He had no idea what we were doing and just said, blindfolded him, and I put his hands on my shoulders. He's blindfolded and mother behind him on his shoulders, and I walked right through the maze. And of course, he being blindfolded has no idea. He's like, okay, dad's doing something weird like usual, I guess. But and we get through the maze, and I said, there. And he goes, okay. And I turn him around and I say, let's look at what you just walked through. And then we pull off the blindfold, and he sees these gigantic traps in a maze. They're just nasty. And then we had a little chat, and we said, son, you're becoming a teenager, and we want you to know that this is a special time in your life. You can accept more responsibility, but there's also more temptations out there. And if you allow your parents to lead you through these, you will come through those traps just like you got through these traps, not even knowing they're there. But if you reject mom and dad, there's some bad things that can happen. And what we did is with the traps, we labeled them, and then we took a stick and said, let's go snap them together. And we went through, and we prayed with them, and we went through, and one was labeled girls. Bam! One was labeled media and video games, and We everything we could think of that kids could get off on, we labeled. Josiah's was a little different, and so we didn't have the bear trapping friend at that point that was easy to go to, so we had to think of something different. So I made these poles with about so big around, and I sharpened the ends like a spire, and then I put other sticks around it that were sharpened. I sharpened with a knife, and so. And then that just didn't look enough, so I poured some gas in there and lit them on fire, too. And we had a whole maze of those. I mean, if you would have fallen, it was like it looked like a Vietnam trap. I mean, it just was nasty. But then we did the same thing, hands on my shoulders, mom behind. I walked him through the maze, and then I said, let's look at what you just went through, and pulled eyes, and he sees all these spikes sticking out, and they were nasty looking and on fire, and... And then we had the talk, and we had the prayer, and then we said, let's go douse these all together. And they were all labeled, and we had all the things that a teen could get off on. Well, that for our house is a real spiritual graduation. I got another kid coming up right now, and we're talking about, okay, we can't do the fire in the desert. That'd probably be a bad idea. What can we do? But all of that to come back to, there's a spiritual graduation. This, the ritual in our house, is a real graduation thing. And you're not allowed to tell a younger brother about it because they need to be surprised. And they go through the ritual. And we pray and we do it as a family. And if you've gone through the ritual, then you can be part of the ritual. And you can watch so the other brothers are there saying, praying with you. But they're here in Galatians 4 is another spiritual graduation. We graduate from basic principles to full rights. Because we are genuine sons of God, there's a genuine transformation. There are some things that we graduate from. We graduate from basic principles done. Basic principles of this world. Earning God's favor is a basic principle done. There's no earning God's favor. That doesn't work. Here's one that's in the world a lot. Your value, a nice little equation for you, your value, V, equals your performance plus the opinion of others. V equals P plus O. That's done. That's a basic world principle. Now, performance is important. Opinions of others, I think, is a little important, but it doesn't equal your value. Your value is based on Christ. Get all you can, dog eat dog, don't get caught. All of that, basic principles that are done. Jesus said, Matthew 10:16, to be shrewd as snakes, but innocent as doves. And that means we need to be aware of the basic principles of the world and how they work. But we are not tied to them. We've graduated to full rights as an heir. The Spirit of the Son is in our hearts. The Spirit of sonship God has put into our hearts. And that changes us. We have graduated. It says that we now call God Abba. He's now, it calls out from within us, Abba Father. And Abba is another untranslated word. It's Hebrew this time. It's a Hebrew word, Ab, in classical Hebrew. In modern Hebrew, it's Av. Same spelling, just different pronunciation. Ab or Av. And then if you add just an I, Abi or Avi today in modern Hebrew, it becomes my father. But if you put that double B or double V today, Avi or Abba, it becomes an endearing term. See, we would say pater or papa. We would say here, father, dad, or daddy. And here, Ab, father, or Abba. It's that endearing dad, daddy type person. And so the Spirit of sonship is placed into our hearts that we cry out, Abba, Father, calling out in intimacy, in closeness, in dearness. He is now our dad. And now full rights as God's heir. God is eternal, so this isn't the last will and testament sort of heir. God is eternal. There's no, as soon as you kick off, I'm looking forward to that truck, Dad. It's not that type of heir. But it is an heir of privilege. Heirs get to approach the throne with boldness. Heirs have a measure of authority. Heirs get to follow closest to the king. That changes us. There is a spiritual graduation. With this genuine transformation, let's look at your next transformation. Go through the TV channels today and you'll see a lot of transformation type shows. There's Biggest Loser, right? The guys that work out. There's the makeovers ones, and they'll have the, you know, the new clothes, new hair, new makeup, and all of a sudden they change. And then there's the nip and tuck kind of guys, right? You get the dental and the plastic surgery and boom, you're a whole different person. And then there's the extreme makeover where they take a house and they kick it down and then they build this great big mansion in its place. What a transformation. That's your new home. Interestingly, if you follow those guys for a while, a few people have done that, you'll find out that the biggest losers most often become the biggest gainers, and they gain the weight all back, and the makeover people, they're all of a sudden back to the bad 70s, you know, not the cool hippie girl style, but now the just the bad 70s style, and they're unmaked over, and the house is now was great, but now it's a mess, and the transformation goes both ways. We need a genuine transformation. Jesus is in the transformation business. There's all sorts of types of transformations that he brings. He changes reputations. He changes attitudes. He changes relationships. He transforms health. God heals. He transforms hearts and lives and eternities. And he transforms from slave to free. Changes. He's in the transformation business. And he renews transformations. And I like that part really well. Because just like normal everyday people, sometimes we transform ourselves back into what we used to be. And then we come to the Lord again and say, oh, I'm messed up. And Lord, I need to be transformed back again. He does that. He renews transformations. And there are next transformations. As amazing as the last transformation was in your life, there's another one coming. We get to lean into the King of Kings. Be amazed at the thing he will do next in our lives. I have found, just kind of being observant type of person, that there are three steps to change. And I think it works on a lot of different things. I call it getting it, getting over it, and leveraging it. That's my thing. I've just what I've noticed, getting it. Not that long ago, we did everything in person, right? We did everything in person, maybe on the phone, but person-to-person contact. And then this computing machine popped up, and we started doing everything on the computer. First, just on the computer, so Microsoft got it. They got the change. They got over it. They didn't say, oh, man. Like IBM. IBM said, well, we make typewriters. We don't make computers, so you make all the software for it. And made Microsoft millions of dollars by saying, no, we're typewriters and business machines. We're not software. And they didn't get over it. Microsoft got over it, and then they leveraged it to their ability. And then we went from doing it in person to doing it on a computer to doing it online. And now we have PayPal, and we have Facebook, and we have YouTube, and anything that you could do in person before. I used to show you my home videos. Now I upload them to YouTube and show the world my home videos, right? Anything you could do in person, now you do online. And the people who got the change, got over the change, and then leveraged the change, made $1 million. Those people that went, oh, no, we don't do that, and that's terrible. We like it the old way. Those guys miss it. They miss it. And so the same thing can happen with a corporation, with a business idea, or in our own lives. We need to get it. There's a new you because of Jesus. Things are different. Secondly, this is a little easier in our case, need to get over it. We don't, I pine for the good old days. We can't pine for the good old days because they weren't good. And we need to get over it and not complain about the new reality either, but embrace it. And it's easier for us because the new reality is great and the old reality is terrible. And then leverage it to walk fully in the new reality as an heir. So let's put this into reality. Steps of an heir. An heir loves the king dearly. Now, we don't have an example in this world that we can point to and say it's kind of like that. But God is a great king, an amazingly great king. He's endearing, and he's perfect, and he wells up within us a deep desire to follow him entirely and closely. And that's something an heir loves doing. Following closely, that's number two. An heir follows the king eagerly. An heir acts on the king's behalf. So, according to his will, we know his will in a lot of situations, and we love doing it because our king is great. And an heir prays with authority, not arrogance, but authority to the king. We bring it to the king. It changes things that we're an heir, and there's a transformation. There is a lot of fake in our world. There's a lot of fake Photoshop-style transformations that aren't real at all. This is a genuine transformation. Embrace the genuine. Embrace Jesus and the walk he has for you. Walk closer to him. It all begins with a hearty yes. Heavenly Father, we're so very thankful for this opportunity to come to your word and to see this scripture, Galatians, so foundational in history, so foundational in the history portrayed in the Bible and in the history of the world, and now in us. And Lord, we pray for genuine transformations. Lord, we look back with thanksgiving and awe at the transformations you have made. And we are aware that there are further transformations to happen. Lord, help us to walk as a son, as an heir, following an amazing, eternal king closely, dearly. And Lord, for that thing that we're facing, whether it's an unhealthy relationship with self, with substance, with others, whether it's isms based on value, help us this week to step into a genuine transformation found only in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Freshwater Church meets in Gilbert, Arizona. Please check out our website for more information, freshwaterchurch.net. You may also email us at office@freshwaterchurch.net. If you have some tough questions about the Bible, God, or the church, feel free to email us at questions@freshwaterchurch.net. God bless, and we hope to see you soon.